Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Like the dude just said, yep, solid conservative, yep, and just plain right. Yeah, Right Side Radio. Man, I'm enjoying this. What a great day. This has been a day that has run the gamut. Let me tell you right now, I'm going to shift gears a little bit. Before I do that, I got to, though, tell you about my friends at ZLA Solutions. So ZLA Solutions is like doing epic work, y'all, on getting people back to work. Epic. They are literally one of the best around, I think, at getting people lined up for the person to the job. So if you're an employee, if you're a person who wants to be an employee, basically, and you're looking for a job, they've got great jobs posted all over the state of Alabama. They've got them on their website, ZLAUSA.com. Go check it out. You'll find a job that matches you, and you can apply for it through their website or go meet with them in person. Also, by the way, though, if you're an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, you need a workforce. That's their bread and butter, man. They can do all the recruiting, the background checks, the drug testing. They can get you a workforce, blue collar, white collar, no collar. It don't matter. That's what they do. ZLA Solutions. They like to say at ZLA, they don't make it. They just make it better. That is their mission in life, is to make your business better. So check them out. If you need a job or you need more people to do jobs, ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. Folks that I know personally and think a lot of. All right, so listen, let me jump over. I'm going to do some other things now. Got to get away from some of the stuff we've been talking about. Let me just tell you something. This is an example of how tone deaf the Biden administration is. How absolutely 100% can't read the room tone deaf the Biden administration really is. Yesterday we had that awful shooting in Texas. Uvalde, Texas is reeling right now. And 19 children and two adults lost their lives. Two police officers wounded in the line of duty trying to get in the door and save more kids. And they did. They did. We had police officers from multiple agencies. Literally. We had local, we had state, and we had, I think, federal, because Customs and Border Patrol had their SWAT team in place. And they reacted, and they reacted with professionalism, and they did their job. And then today, the day afterwards, President Biden, on the two-year anniversary of the George Floyd incident up in, where was that? Wisconsin, Michigan. I forgot now. I'm so sorry. I think it was Michigan. He literally had a presser to sign an executive order to tighten the restrictions on policing around the nation, to call for police reform, in his opinion. Unbelievable. The level of tone deafness is out the door. This would have been appropriate to have waited on. I understand he's got different views of policing, that he's got the whole liberal mantra about, well, the police should be there to try and, you know, they're not there to arrest and help people. They're there to just, you know, become community relations experts. No, they're not. Anyway, thank you to the men and women in blue who do the things you do every single day. You're going to hear that on this show constantly. First responders, thank you for what you do. Here's what the executive order, this hollow piece of paper that he signed today, does. First of all, it creates a national registry of officers that have been fired for misconduct. Okay. All right. Ostensibly, what it means is you can't, you know, move from one district to another if you've been fired for something. They don't define misconduct. So what does misconduct mean? Well, maybe it means you didn't get along with your supervisor. Maybe it means something else is going on. But no, they're going to create a national registry now of police officers who they deem to be fired for misconduct. It's also going to do this. It's going to encourage state and local police forces to tighten the restrictions on chokeholds, okay, and so-called no-knock warrants. You know what a no-knock warrant is? A no-knock warrant is one in which you sense imminent danger. You have reasonable expectation that there is a threat to life, limb, or property past the door. And what they don't want to do, though, is, you know, let the police officer have the upper hand. Because a no-knock warrant means you've got to kick in the door and do what you've got to do. But no. We have to knock, announce ourselves, and give them time to pick up their weapon so that when the police officer comes through the door, because they won't respond because they knocked, the guy on the inside is there ready to blast away. You're putting police officers in more danger. You're making them out to be the bad guys. And then it also says this. It wants to restrict the transfer of military equipment to law enforcement agencies. Well, what the frick does that mean? You know what that means? Is that, well, we don't want to militarize the police forces. Why the frick not? I mean, first of all, the big one is you don't need armored vehicles. Yes, actually you do. Have you ever seen a SWAT team under fire? Have you ever gone on a drug roundup? I have. Have you ever gone at 4 in the morning to the crack house to serve a warrant and had it go bad? You know what you want? You want the ability to have an armored vehicle to get between you and the shots being fired by the bad guys. But that's the lightest piece of this. I mean, okay, let's say we take out the military vehicles. Well, how about the military weapons, because law enforcement agencies can't afford to buy, you know, off the shelf? How about helmets for the SWAT teams? How about body armor? How about things that don't do anything except help the police officers to be protected and to do their job? And it's all surplus and you're getting rid of it. So, okay, I tell you what, let's sell it to Venezuela. Let's don't give it to our police officers. That makes no sense. That's the most tone-deaf piece of executive order crap that I've seen. And it came the day after police officer heroes put themselves in the line of fire trying to save kids in Texas. That's who's in office. We are looking at the fact that we have a president who has never led anything in his entire life. He has never had any need to be in charge of anything. He has had the luxury of what I've been saying is a career filled with rhetoric without responsibility. He's always been able to make a speech and walk away from the podium and feel good about it and have no responsibility. And now he's in charge. Whew. Okay, that was like an epic 12-minute rant. Hey, let me jump over. I just noticed that I have a caller, Copper. I am so sorry. So let me jump to line three. Oh, it's Kirby from Harvest. Kirby, how you doing today, man?
Hey, Phil, I'm sorry to bother you so much this week, but I've
you're
got
not
a
at all.
Bit I can input on that too. You know, so we're gonna memorialize George Floyd. I still have not heard one response from anybody about what was going to be done for that poor woman who was pregnant. Who was held at gunpoint while George Floyd raped her? Nobody has said a word about that. Now, you know, that's really something wrong here because, you know, everybody's making George Floyd out to be a victim, and lo and behold, he's committing a violent crime himself. You know, that's very, you know, I'm kind of like Copper. I really think the thinking of some people in this country is really screwball. That's the best way to say it. It's just off the charts. It makes no sense. And, you know, the same kind of people cause towns like Birmingham and all to be dangerous places, you know. So what gives here? I mean, why is everybody's attention on George Floyd, but a victim just totally, wow, who cares what happened to her?
Well, you know, what is it? I think it's Romans 1:22 says, "In thinking themselves wise, they had indeed become fools." And there you have it.
As far as the president goes, you know, Joe Biden was up there talking about, "I'm tired. I sure am tired." Well, Mr. Joe Biden, let me tell you something. I'm tired, too. I'm sick and tired every time I hear your voice on the radio. I wish I could hear somebody on the radio who knows what in the world they're doing, and you sure don't sound like you fit that.
Well, you know, maybe one day he'll have the luxury of being a pundit when he leaves office. I mean, but man, Kirby, you're spot on, brother, and thank you. Great call as always. Got to run to a break. Kirby, you have a great day, man. All right, Copper, take us to the break. I will catch my breath. Going to come right back. I think it's time to talk about a little woke world. Yes. Did you see what State Farm Insurance decided to do? Good gosh. All right. You hang in there. Call in if you want to. 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back.